Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show. Manic Monday.
Run away, blow and smoke. You blow so for me. It's going broke. After the fog isn't on you ever so. Reality is a howling reality that comes from above. God is God. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way.
Yeah, it's a Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have no guests. We have nothing to talk about. Oh, yeah, we have something to talk about. We always find something to talk about. Big Brother's right around the corner. My team of co-hosts tonight, we have Miss Sherry Garcia, the oldest of the group, Paul. And we have the Portuguese Princess Michelle Costa. But we're going to kick it off with our intro, Manic Monday.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Sunday. I don't have to run away. Just another Manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday.
Let's have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show Network. I hope you're ready because it's time for the Manic Monday Show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. Today is June 10th, 2013, and as usual, Michelle is always thinking about her fans, and today she wants to hear from you. She wants to know what info you've been hearing about Big Brother Season 15 and what reality shows you're going to be watching this summer other than Big Brother. So get your dialing fingers ready and call in to talk to Michelle at 347-237-5506. She wants to talk to you. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me on air is Paul from Minnesota. We'll be the co-host tonight. Paul, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing great after I got some positive reviews on my new opener. It was kind of tailored for tonight a little bit as well, so I'm glad that you liked it. I also want to play this real quick for Michelle before you formally introduce her. I grabbed this from a TV show here.
Oh. When I say road, you say island. Road.
Island.
Road.
Island. All right, let's get this party started. Come on.
Well, let's bring up the host of our show from Rhode Island, the Portuguese princess from season 10 of Big Brother, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you?
Well, hello, Cherry and Paul. And Paul, that was very interesting. I'm wondering, where did you get that clip from?
It was from a new reality show that I don't know. I don't know if I'll continue watching it, called Showville. And they went to Kingston, Rhode Island. Is that the name of it?
It's either Kingston or North Kingston, yeah.
It was Kingston, Rhode Island. They roll into town and they look for local talent, and they pick four people or talent acts, and they kind of mentor them, and then they do the show in front of the local people from the town, and they vote on who they think is the best, and the pair that picked the acts and mentor them were sitting there, and all of a sudden on the show they go, "You and when I say road, you say island." I said, "I got to get that clip for Michelle."
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. I've never even heard of it, but go Rhode Island. Woo! And I like that clip with Ron. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he introduced us all.
I know. And I love it. And guess what? He's right, actually. We're not having a guest tonight. We have many guests tonight. It's you guys. I was like sitting there thinking, I was like, you know what? I was like, we're so close to Big Brother. There's so many reality shows going on. And I know everybody likes to talk about it and wants to talk about the rumors and just let it out. So I figured today could be a day for the chat room to talk, for people to call in, for it to be a day about you guys and getting your point out. Or I personally watch a lot of different reality shows, and we never get close to touching base on a lot of them because we get so into like one or two. And boy, can we go on tangents, I'll tell you. But it's Manic Monday. Happy to be here. I know after a fabulous weekend, we got hit with Hurricane Andrea. So thank you, Mrs. Andrea, very much for all the rain and for flooding our rivers. And we are also getting 2 inches of rain tonight, and we are expecting some banks to flood. So it's funny how it seems that every single week, Paul, whatever his weather goes to Cherry, whatever her weather goes to me. So
yeah,
I'm kind of sick and tired of talking about this weather stuff.
I know we always have to talk about the weather, it seems. It's not our choice, but it just seems to be the case. We finally had our skies clear today, and I mean, we've had not as much rain as you've had down there in St. Louis, Cherry, but it's been cloudy and drizzly and rainy, and finally we have a gorgeous couple of days coming up, so I'm happy. How about your weather, Cherry?
It's not too bad today.
Yeah.
There's just rain going everywhere, and it's just water. I'll tell you what, water does whatever it wants to do. And when you're talking about floodwaters, it doesn't even mean when it's going on during the storm. It's actually the aftermath. So it could be nice and shiny and sunny, and all that water has got to go somewhere, and it goes downstream. And like a few days after a storm passes, that's when it actually can flood. So, you know, people think they're out of the woods when the storm clears, but that's not really how it happens, especially when it comes to floodwaters. And I'm sure that we are all online, and a lot of people out there know what we're talking about. So everybody stay safe out there. And just be careful. If it looks like a big puddle, just don't drive over it. I mean, just go around if you can. I don't know. But anyway, so, oh my gosh, how many more days away? Let's see, today is the 10th. First off, I want to start off by saying a very, very, very happy birthday to Papa Costa. It was his birthday yesterday. He turned 62. I got him two cards. I got him a happy birthday card, obviously, and then I got him a happy retirement card. Mm-hmm. So
hey,
he was.
I'm sitting here chuckling. I'm thinking about the opener where Ron talks about my age. Your dad and I are the same age. We were both born in 51.
There you go. That is pretty funny. Yeah, he did call you out. yeah, so we had such a great time. We ended up going. So this weekend was Day of Portugal weekend, which officially yesterday was the Day of Portugal, but they do all these festivities. And on Saturday, what they did is Saturday night they did the Portuguese water fires. And they have like a river that runs through the city, and they light it up with like fire logs, and they have like a gondola, like the Italian gondola with the Italian guys singing. But all the music was Portuguese, and the fire was lit green and red after the Portuguese colors. And then on Sunday, we went and saw the parade. And then we had some awesome Portuguese food. And then we saw the Portuguese kids. Now, they're this comedian group, and they're so awesome. So they kind of do, like a lot of different comedy acts. Like, they did, like, Housewives of Ponta Delgada, which is, like, a city in Portugal. And they did, like, they were the housewives and stuff. And then they do, like, I'm Portuguese and I Know It instead of I'm Sexy and I Know It. And they do a lot of different skits, and they were awesome. So I had a great weekend. And I also like to say happy birthday to my nephew, Cameron, who turned one. Aw. Had a birthday party for him on Saturday. Had a lot of fun. It was great. And, gosh, time flies, you know. It's like you look at a little baby so happy, 1 year old, not like a care in the world, and you can't believe, like, you remember when he was in the belly of your best friend. And so it was an interesting weekend, a lot going on, but I always have time to watch my reality TV. Don't you, Paul and Cherry?
I try.
Absolutely. So, Cherry, what are you watching? I'm curious. What have you been watching? I know you love The Voice. So are you still watching The Voice?
Absolutely.
And I'm not watching The Voice, so can you maybe talk a little bit about what's been going on? Because I know a lot of people out there watch it. Are they in where each of them have a team, and then America votes them out? That's where they're at right now, correct?
Right. There's a lot of good country singers on The Voice this year, and there's one little girl that's 16 years old that had never sang before a live audience before. And she is amazing. And I don't know if she's going to win or not, but she's got a good chance. She's just incredible. She's fearless. She goes out and just knocks it out of the park every time she goes out on stage. And she's up against some huge competition. And this little girl is just going out there. Every time she goes out there, she never hits a bad note. She never – it's just one of those you see raw talent in the making. And –
You know what it is, Cherry, with those 16-year-olds. They don't even realize how good they even are. Like, their potential is beyond. So when they have, like, a gift like that, I can only imagine how amazing she is. Can you imagine when she has, like, her full ability to be able to use her vocal cords? Because at 16, you're still kind of like a novice, right?
Right.
Like, your voice still hasn't kind of grown to its maturity.
You know, and she was talking about how, you know, the rest of her friends are, you know, just getting out of school, you know, going on summer break. And, you know, she's on The Voice. And she said she had like 450 Twitter followers when she went on The Voice. And now she's got 71,000 Twitter followers.
That's awesome.
And
who's her coach?
Yeah, who's the coach?
Gosh, I should know this.
Is it a girl or a guy?
It's a guy. It's the one.
Okay, so Shakira's out. Is it Usher?
Blake. Blake is her coach.
Blake.
Because I think about her. I think about her age and the voice. Offers these coaches that just have to be a tremendous help to such a young kid.
Yeah,
and Blake just loves her. I mean, but there, you know, there's some really, really good talent on there, and in that show left, and so I'm not sure if she's going to make it. To win, but she's got a good shot. So we'll see.
Let me ask you this, Cherry, because I am behind, way behind on The Voice, and I probably will end up catching up in the later rounds, but I caught a blurb from our local TV station, you know, during the news, where they said something about a controversy, and then they had they had the mic on of
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine saying, "I hate America." What was that about? That controversy.
I was just about to ask that. Good question, Paul.
Saying what now?
Apparently,
he said he hated America, right, Paul? Something like, "I hate America."
His, you know, it was a controversy over a couple of his singers that got voted off. It would have been recent.
Yeah, like two of his opponents got voted, his team got voted off, and he said, "I really hate America," like something like that. But I don't think he meant it like the way they
were. Yeah, he was just saying he hated the way the votes went, you know, because he lost two of his people. You know,
how were they? Was it a shock to you that they were voted off, or did he just...
No.
Okay. All right.
Really, because they made it seem like it was like a shocking thing, but I think it was shocking to him probably.
There you go.
Right. Interesting. So, yeah, I was going to ask the same question because I did hear about that. And, you know, like I said, you know, people got to understand, you say things every day, all day long, that have to offend at least somebody. If you wear a microphone for 24 hours, there's something you're going to say that's going to offend somebody. No one is perfect. And, like, when he had that interview, he was like, "I was just stunned," he said. "I just said what was on my mind." And I think I would have probably said the same thing, like, you know. So,
you know, and you know they'll try to sensationalize anything, especially if something like that that's said, you know. And he doesn't mean that he hates America. What he was saying was that he hated the way America voted, you know,
right,
that took out his players. He wasn't saying he hated America as a country. He was saying he hated the way they voted for his, you know, that his team didn't make it. But,
I mean,
people are going to take that kind of thing, that kind of statement, and run with it and sensationalize it. And, you know, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. My initial reaction was, oh my goodness, these were like two of the top runners on the show that got voted off, but it was just he was so invested in his teammates. But when you said you weren't surprised that they were voted off, that spoke volumes to me.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So does Adam Levine
all the coaches get tremendously invested in their, especially when it gets down this far. They are tremendously invested in these people. They work very, very closely and very, very hard with these people. And, I mean, I'll give you an insight. Now his name just slipped me. What's his name? The one that found Bieber.
Usher?
Usher. He had Taylor Swift actually show up because one of his people was singing a Taylor Swift song. He actually had her come down and show up to be there while the
Ooh.
Girl was singing her song. You're
so
just
did she
during
sing?
The audition. She didn't sing
did
she
with her.
Just,
oh, okay.
She didn't sing with her. She just came in and listened to the girl audition. And I
That's
mean,
cool.
to ask Taylor Swift to come in and just listen to this girl audition, I mean, that's pretty big.
I
you
like
know,
the fact that they're hands-on.
Pop in, you know, every day for anybody, you know, and He did some really interesting things with his team this year, things that we haven't seen done on previous seasons of The Voice. Like, he took his people out and actually, and this may have been a little self-promoting advertisement because he is going to be in a movie about boxing, but he actually took his team out to a boxing ring and had them actually boxing and working out and then singing immediately, you know, as soon as they stopped so that they exercise their diaphragm.
Brilliant.
And learn how learn how to work the stage and move and dance and sing. And we haven't seen coaches go quite to that extreme on The Voice. He really, really did work with his team to show them different aspects of how they could grow and you know, utilize their voices better and work the stage better. You know, he really invested being a coach to these people. And it was really interesting to watch Usher as a coach. And I'll be honest with you, I like the two coaches that we had now as, you know, their replacement coaches, so to speak, than I like the permanent coaches. And I think that's going to be a problem for The Voice because when the permanent coaches come back, I think people are going to want these coaches back.
Yeah, but who's to say that they're not permanent? I mean, that's just because those chairs seem to revolve a lot, right? Or is that just a known fact?
Well, because...
Like, Shakira and Usher, they're only, like, on a one-year contract, or is that how it works?
Yeah, they were just going in.
CeeLo's
supposed to come back.
And Christina are supposed to come back?
Yes.
Oh.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Well, why would somebody take the job knowing that, I mean, like Usher and Shakira are going to be like, yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, I don't know. It could be like on a basis that if the producers and director or whatever like them or not, right? Because if they do better than them, then why not, you know, especially if the ratings are up.
And
right.
I've heard many, many people say that they really like these two replacement coaches better than they like the permanent two that they replaced. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the permanent coaches return.
Very interesting.
We'll see.
They might do something. They might do something where, like, America eliminates, like, judges. You never know.
Well, you know, Christina, I think, was part of what the group that put this show together. I'm not
really.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't know if they'll be able to get her out or not.
Well,
so.
They should never have left in the first place, so I don't know. I don't know, but I do like the fact that they're really hands-on, you know, because they should be. They should be a part of it, you know. But, all right, well, that's good. So we got some info on The Voice. So everybody who's watching The Voice out there, keep watching. And hopefully I'll be able to watch it. I'm going to try to see if I can DVR it, if I can shuffle things around. But let's talk about what's coming up in about 16 days, which I don't even know. What could be coming up in 16 days? Cherry, do you know? Paul? Do you have any idea? No.
I know. It doesn't even seem real. And I was, you know, a lot of the commercials are saying 100 days of summer. So, I mean, recent seasons have all been around, what, about 72, 75? I mean, this is almost like a whole month longer. Do I have that right?
I heard that, too. I didn't see it, but I did hear that. And, I mean, that's crazy. And obviously we've heard so many different rumors, they are very evasive, but at the same time, they get you wondering with those commercials, don't they, Paul? Because you're like, what? I'm hearing that it's going to be like a couple situation where people are going to get voted out as couples and then, you know, as it dwindled down. So maybe that could be it. I don't know. That's a long time. I mean, that's like an extra 20-something, 30, maybe 30, 28 days kind of thing. That's like a whole month.
Somebody on the switchboard.
Ooh, time to discuss.
Let's bring this person up. Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hey.
Hello.
Let me be the first one, Michelle, to officially
I know
let
you know.
I know
what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
You know what
I'm going
to
bring it. Bring
let
it.
Let me tell
you.
You
little hawk. You
got Tim Tebow.
Yeah. I already started screaming Wicked Pissa, man. I'm excited to do the bend down at the knee, fist to the head, and I'm excited because, you know, I work at Gillette Stadium, so I'm excited for preseason because that's where he'll be playing.
Yeah.
As long as we keep Brady healthy, oh, my goodness, I'm excited.
And then
Tebow's
going
to be sitting on the bench again.
And then the big thing starts Wednesday, the Bruins against the Hawks.
Oh, goodness. My Bruins will smash over the Hawkaroos.
I don't think so, but they're pretty even.
We're going to have a very interesting. Where are all my Bruin fans at? Chat room. Look at this.
Chat.
I'm pulling for Boston simply because after everything Boston has been through, I think they deserve it. You know, Boston's been through hell and back this year. And I think Sir Stanley should cheer them up a little bit. You know, St. Louis is out of it. We can't win it. And if something can cheer them up a little bit, let it be Sir Stanley, you know. Let them have, the cup there for a while.
Let me guess,
and then let's come to St. Louis.
You're on Chi-Town Joe's side, aren't you, Paul?
What I was going to say is I am torn because so many, one for because of what Cherry just mentioned. The other is there's so many of our friends that live out in the Boston area. But then
Hello. We
have our friend Joe and certainly the founder of this show, Ron. And I almost feel like I should be the voice of excitement for Ron. But it's like it's hard. It's hard to cheer against Boston and then we also are in the same conference, the Minnesota Wild. So I'm all over the place right now.
I hadn't really thought about the Ron aspect. That
yeah,
makes
thanks,
a little bit more difficult.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yeah, well, I'll send you.
Paul.
Michelle, you know, if Ron was still with us, you two would be going at it like
crazy. We'd be going at it. So let's bring it, Paul.
All I
got Jess BB Love out there. That's my girl.
This is what I got to say about this. They're both even. They're both even. Through the playoffs, through everything. We didn't play each other this year because of the strike. But they are the first two of the original six teams that have played in the finals in 34 years against each other.
Ooh.
And, you know, you couldn't get two better towns that love, you know, hockey than both of these towns. And I'm going to be putting up a lot of anti-Bruins stuff on my cover and my profile.
Not only is it me, there's Mama Costa. Watch out, Chi-Town Joe.
I'm going to send her our horn sound when we go, and the music played afterwards.
Yeah.
Because
Panther was all over me. Listen, I'm not going to sing it. My team's going to bring it, baby. Woo.
Guess what? Panther's in the house. That's good. It's at the right time. But I'm glad that they're both playing. I'm just happy that they're both playing each other.
I think it's going to be a fantastic
series.
Fabulous.
Very Stanley Cup Finals,
and I am ready, and it's going to be exciting, and I think it's going to go down to Game 7, and I think
and
that
will
both
be
teams
here.
Deserve it. Yeah, both, and we're going to win it there. I'm sorry, but all I know is that it's going to be a good series, and let the best hockey team win.
I wish we could cut it in half or have two smaller ones so both cities could have the parade.
Well, we're going to operate anyway.
Our listener, you know, we're easily wrapped up in this sports talk, but I know
but
that
I want
many of our listeners
stuff.
Want to talk about Big
BB.
Brother.
Yeah. So, Chi-Town Joe.
Yes.
What have you heard? What have you,
There's a lot of stuff,
what do you want? Damn it.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. You know the feeds come on tomorrow. Through CBS. I don't know what they're going to be showing, but that is a fact. Tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. Things start happening. Yes. It's a media day. They're having two media days. I don't know why. Yet today was a media day and tomorrow's a media day, but the CBS live feed link will be up tomorrow and running.
Holy crapola.
Okay. The house guests will not enter the house until the 20th.
All right. Well, that's a little bit. We were talking about this on Thursday with Cowboy. That's a little bit earlier. And Michelle, you may be able to remember this. How many days prior to the feed coming on were you in the house? 6 days seems longer than normal. Would you agree?
We were there, I believe, it was 9 before it was aired on TV. So it might have been 6.
Okay.
Or it could have been earlier than that, maybe just a day or two. But I know that we aired like 9 days, I believe, after we got in the house, I believe.
I got somebody else I'm going to bring up on air. And then I have a question.
Okay.
Ooh.
I put a nice thing of
Panther,
beef up there
for you
today.
Thank you for calling in tonight. How are you? I love
that
our
was
Panther.
A big... Hi, Panther.
The finale is going to be the 25th, so you know that. That's locked.
Of... September.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Well, you got to remember one thing, Michelle. Paul knows this. I don't know if Sherry knows this. But Africa, Big Brother Africa, goes always 92 days. And their grand prize is equivalent to about just $50,000 U.S. So, you know.
Interesting.
Okay, I have a question.
Go.
Yes.
Michelle?
Go, sorry. Yeah.
The Big Brother house guests are going to be in the house for 4th of July weekend. Now, we talked about this on Thursday with Cowboy. How do you think that CBS is going to utilize having the house guests in the house on 4th of July?
How are they going to utilize them? Very interesting question. I don't know.
You've been there.
I was
actually
sequestered.
What did they do at CBS?
I was actually...
On the 4th of July.
Well, I was sequestered on 4th of July. It was very, very painful, actually, and it was like the worst day of sequester of my life. I cried all day long. So...
Because they have
fireworks. I'll tell you what Cowboy said. Cowboy said CBS does a huge, humongous
fireworks
yeah, they
show
did, like,
on their lot for all the families. And he thinks that possibly it could be like a challenge winner, or it could be like half of the house, whoever wins the challenge could get to go out in the backyard and watch the fireworks from the backyard for half of the house, and half the house has to stay inside and doesn't get to watch.
Interesting. Well, I mean,
something like
it
that.
Really depends. It depends because, you know, I said that earlier that I've heard it's going to be teams. So it could be a possibility that either it's people that know each other against each other, or maybe like Big Brother 9 Till Death Do Us Part, where they played as teams, something like that, whether they know each other or not. So maybe it could be something like that. But, yeah, I mean, I would think that they would have something to do with fireworks. They were probably in the house when that happened. I was in the hotel, and I was in Universal Studios, so I could see the fireworks from Universal Studios, which was just a little bit away from probably where CBS City is. And so I'm assuming that, yeah, of course they would have fireworks, but how they would utilize it, I mean, we have no idea. I mean, I've heard that there's going to be a 72-year-old, like close to Jerry's age, which that's going to be interesting. I'm thinking maybe a grandfather or something. I'm curious to see what they're going to do, and with the 100 days, it's got to be something, and they're going to have a lot of people. That's why I'm thinking teams something like that.
Well, I know that not all cast members will be known prior to the start of the season. In fact, not all of them will be in there until after the first eviction.
Yeah, I'm thinking
they're
going to
rebuild the house.
Huh?
You think they rebuilt the house?
I think they changed it around and rebuilt it a little bit.
Has anybody heard the rumor that there's going to be survivors on there?
No,
that's
survivors.
Really?
That's what I
heard,
too.
There will be. That's what you
but
heard?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe
that's
it.
That's what I heard, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I think that they're getting confused that Hayden's going to be on Survivor.
Yeah.
That's why I think that's being crisscrossed.
You mean he is on Survivor?
Well, yeah, he is right on it. But what I'm saying is a lot of people don't know that he is, you know, so they've heard something about Big Brother and Survivor, and they've mixed it up.
Yeah. Now, Joe, what you just pitched, that not everybody will enter originally, kind of goes back to some of the other Big Brothers in the UK and Australia, et cetera, where they have what they call intruders that end
mm-hmm.
up coming in. Is that kind of what you're hearing?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. The
it
jury
could even
will
be something like the fact of it could be like the regular amount, 13 people or whatever. And then a week later, they're people that they know come in the house.
Well, there'll be the jury this year will be of 9 people.
9?
Yeah, 9 people this year.
Wow.
There will be a lesbian couple in the house. There will be a, you know, a middle-aged woman and her son in the house, but nobody will know that they're related.
So they might not do like where they're going to put couples together that know each other. They're probably going to separate them.
I don't know how they're going to play this one out. There will be no Jesse will be coming back into the house.
What?
He's the only one that will be coming in because he's under a 5-year contract with them.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know, he just comes in once a year. He just comes in once a year, you know what I mean?
But
so,
his appearances are epic, so.
That is an epic thing, you know what I mean? We should be blowing off the spoilers. You know, I don't want to say too much more.
Yeah, but that's what they are. They're just spoilers. We don't know what's going to happen, and we all know that they don't. They actually switch things around the last minute. People have meltdowns in Sequester the last minute, as we all know. That's why we luckily got Chef Joe, because we might have not got him if certain things didn't happen. We have no idea what's going to happen. Neither does Big Brother. They are probably rolling the dice and hoping for the best. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of, like, America, there's going to be a lot of twists, I feel like.
Yeah, there won't be any votes for returnees this year.
I think they're going to be, like, a lot
you know
of,
how
like,
they did that
double
with,
evictions.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Half of the house will be over the age of 35, and the other half will be under 28.
Cherry?
Michelle?
Yes, Panther. I got a call in on the house phone because the cell phone's dying, so if you see a 603, it's going to be me.
Okay.
Panther! Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on what's going on? Like, what have you heard? And I know nothing's sticking against the wall.
Gonna die.
Oh, okay, babe. All right.
Talk to you in a second.
Well, she must know some things, and she's keeping us just hanging by a thread. But
no, I'm the one who asked if you had heard there was going to be survivors in there.
Oh, so you have heard that?
Yes, that's what I was reading somewhere.
I've heard that, them and Amazing Racers.
Actually, I'm just going to plug in.
That's what I actually heard of. But, I mean, like I said, who knows? People have told me I'm going in the house. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. I love getting these messages every year. Actually, I get them all year long, but it really intensifies around this time that I'm there, I'm hiding, it's not me, and blah, 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 blah. Listen, I wish.
Yeah,
I
for the Rad Reality Show listeners, what we're going to do, maybe I should, well, we're going to have Lala on making it sound like she's you, Michelle, while you're in the house. So nobody will even know.
There you go. Excellent. I like that. I love
that.
I
put up your little clip, Michelle, when Dan backdoored you today or yesterday. And boy, did it get a lot of hits.
Really?
Somebody put it out last night, too.
When you were really pissed off. When he did the roulette.
Yes. I mean, what the hell? I got Russian roulette in. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That was some bullshit.
Everybody was sticking with you. You know?
They were getting snippy with me?
No, sticking with you.
Yeah.
You know, how Dan did you.
Well, I mean, why didn't he just say that he was scared of me? Because in the long run, I'm scared of Ollie. I'm putting Michelle up. Da, 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 da. Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, just say, I'm going to beat you in competitions. And I was friends with everybody in the flipping jury. And that was my problem. Ugh.
But you were great when you were in the diary room blowing your steam.
Yeah.
Man.
I
classic.
I even asked them, I think. I said, is this soundproof? And they said, yep. And I was like, you motherfucking cocksucker, motherfucker. I was so angry. And I'm like, are you sure this is soundproof?
Yeah, right.
Because I was screaming so loud. And I didn't want anybody to hear it because I was trying to be calm, you know what I mean? And I was livid. And that's when all the pillow popping placement happened, and I was putting pillows everywhere. There was a mirror, there was a camera, whatever, because I was trying to block it. I was just so angry because I knew the whole time that the whole thing was bullshit. And
yeah, you can see it on your face.
The Russian roulette thing, it was just like ridiculous, and it reminded me of when Dan did the funeral. It was like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe he's getting away with it again. This time he named it Dan's funeral. Last time it was Russian roulette veto. Like, who does that? I mean, come on. That's why I say that was one of the worst backdoors, I think, because he went out with a bitch move. If you're going to go out like that, at least say it. Don't bullshit a bullshitter. Come on now.
But just off of Big Brother, have you been watching The Real World this year?
Actually, I am. My favorite cast member is Daisy the dog.
I
love Daisy.
Daisy is the best. Daisy gets, she's like a princess. She gets to eat. She gets to run around. She gets to piss anywhere she wants. So
yeah.
I have a major problem with that. I'm not too crazy about, what's her name? Crazy
Nadia.
Bitch. You know,
Nadia.
But she has
Naya.
The right to say that.
Naya. Yeah, Hurricane
Naya.
Right
to, she has
yeah.
the right to be mad because, yeah, like, who cares if everybody feeds the dog and pets the dog? That doesn't mean
they
have to
clean
their
fucking
shit. Yeah, but
did you see it last week? Did you?
Where they got in a fight and they beat each other up?
Yeah,
that was crazy. I mean, I don't agree with violence. I mean, I've been a person who's been violent before, and it really gets nowhere. You don't get anything accomplished with using your hands. I mean, after I started boxing, and I boxed for 7 years, you know, you really realize that your hands are a weapon, and you should not utilize it unless you're defending yourself in whatever circumstance that you feel like you need to. But to do that over a piss on a carpet, I mean, really, it just doesn't make sense. There was a lot of inner anger, and instead of them clearing it up, that's how it happened.
But if somebody
would have taken my dog into a diary room and said, ha-ha, I have your dog, bitch.
Oh, I would go nuts.
Let me tell you what.
But I don't think she knew that until probably the show went on that she did that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Imagine her anger watching the show over again and seeing that, because that's the difference between all reality shows and Big Brother. You guys leave the house or leave the jungle or leave whatever and go home and watch it and then react. We're in the house. We can't react besides questions that are asked by Julie Chen, the way America votes, you know, what we hear in the jury house when it gets to that point between each other. But we come out and it's like, bam. We don't have time to really, like, think things through or what was said. We just get everything hit at once. So that must have been, like, a reoccurrence of all those emotions again.
Well, I don't know if you got my thing today. I sent you, I think, the challenge trailer, Michelle. And that looks crazier than anything. You will find it.
Okay.
Yeah, look for it because... It looks crazy. It absolutely looks crazy.
I'm a huge challenge person, so I'm excited. They always bring it, and they do such a good job. And the type A personalities, and me knowing a lot of them and knowing how they interact with each other, it's just what's going to happen, who's going to leave, who's going to get in a fight. That's, you know.
Well, they have teams of two. And they're rivals. They hated each other on their individual seasons.
I
and
love it when
work.
They do that.
Well, it's rivals too this year.
I
so
love
it'll
that.
Be interesting. Yeah. So
hey, it's been so long since Panther's been on. I want to wish her a belated happy birthday, Panther.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Panther, and I want to say Phil's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Phil.
Did
happy
y'all
birthday,
bring me back
happy
up?
Birthday. Happy birthday, Panther. Yes, Panther, you are on the air, my little love button.
Thank
well,
you,
baby,
everybody. I didn't know if I had been brought back
on,
up yet.
Now that you are back on, what are your thoughts on Big Brother 15? Are you super excited as we are, babe?
You know I am super excited. Super excited. I can't wait.
Panther, can I ask you a question as a fan?
Sure.
Are you going to go down to Adam's party and do the tiny chat again?
I'm thinking about it. I have not come to that conclusion yet. I've just had a couple of surgeries done, so I don't know if I'm, you know, going to be up to it. But I do want to. I think Jess is going.
I will be there with Mama Costa.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, I just might have to go then.
Yes, because you, you have to see Mama
Costa. It's an awful lot of driving
me.
For one day. That's my only concern.
Yeah,
take the train.
I don't know. I'm going to get in touch with Jess, and if she's got a room, maybe we can split it or something. I don't know.
Me and Mama Costa haven't decided anything yet, so if we get something, you know, and you need somewhere to go.
Yeah, because it's just an awful lot of driving for one day.
Yeah, we haven't decided yet. Like, I'm kind of going to wing it.
I'm winging
that. Like, Mama Costa's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay there? I'm like, I don't know, Mama Costa. We're going to wing it. She's like, hi, Michelle.
Go.
Oh, good, Miss Michelle. Michelle,
no,
I
did go last year, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you really helped all of us that couldn't make it out there, you know, feel like we were right there. You know?
Well, I try my best, you know, to make everybody happy, and, you know, everybody's a fan just like I am, and, you know, it's
always
just
thinking of everyone else, Panther.
I try.
Well, Miss Panther, we haven't had you on in a while, but I don't know if you've been listening, but we've had a lot of BB Canada alumni on Manic Mondays. And a lot of them we have talked about coming to Toys for Tots, and they've showed interest in coming. Aren't you excited?
I did hear that. Cowboy did call me and tell me that, and I am super stoked. I don't know, Michelle, did you know that the Amazing Racers are coming to Manchester in September?
No.
Yes. David and Mary will be here in September.
Okay, so what day am I taking off work?
I need to check the calendar, but it's that Stampede thing. Hold on. Let me go check the calendar. I think it's like September 20.
It's late in September.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody out there in the area, we're all going to meet up there, so let's do it. And I'm talking to you, Jess BB Love.
Mm-hmm. I think I already told Jess about it. They're coming in September 19th, which is a Thursday, and they have called upon the Big Brother fan club to help pass out bottles of water and stuff to the runners. So,
All right.
Anybody around this area that is part of the Big Brother fan club is interested, they can contact me. I have the information.
Cool. Panther, thank you so much for that. Now, Miss Panther, what have you been watching? I want to know. I'm curious to see, besides Big Brother, I know it's coming up soon, what have you been watching?
Well, that's a really hard call because I'm not watching reality TV right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's horrible. I just had my sister come in for 10 days, so we haven't really even looked at TV. Then we had another visitor for a couple days. So I've been really busy. And my dance mom starts up again very soon.
Well, there you go.
Yep. And I am recording. I haven't watched any yet, but I am recording Rock My RV from Bret Michaels.
Ooh, that sounds pretty kinky.
That's on the Travel Channel. That's pretty much it because, you know, Dance Moms isn't, like, that anybody really watches.
There's Big Brother, correct?
Yeah.
That's going to take up most of your summer, correct?
Yeah, no, it is. I'm not going to sleep. I need to sleep between now and the 20th because I will not sleep after that.
Now, how do you feel about them going from Showtime to TV Network? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are I am super stoked about it because I don't get Showtime and I don't pay for it. So I do get the TV Guide Network, and I checked that out yesterday. I do get it. So I'm super stoked that I can watch that, even though I've got the live feeds.
Well, there's
I never paid for Showtime because I had the live feeds, and they show pretty much the same thing. So I didn't feel the need to pay for both of them.
Panther, the only benefit with Showtime in the past,
was no commercials.
There's been a few times when they've actually cut the live feeds, but
and
Showtime.
And you still see Showtime?
And Showtime continues. I so remember the night that Keisha found out that she was going to get voted out.
Yeah.
And they cut the live feeds, but Showtime carried it all, and it was like a fantastic moment. But I really do not think that the TV Guide Network will be live feeds. I think that they're probably
I've heard that they're very, very into commercials. I don't know how true that is. I mean, obviously, we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, there is a lot of changes this year, and, you know, I mean, we're either going to like it or we're not.
Well, one thing that I was worried about was whether CBS would have Flashback. And it looks
They call it something else, though. They don't call it Flashback. They call it something else. And I forget what it's called. It's not called Flashback, but they do have it. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Well, I wonder if they're going to show everything or if they're going to show things caught, you know, like.
Well, I'm a little nervous, too, because CBS is running it. And we've had, you know, even on Real Player, I mean, everybody was complaining because there was so much downtime, and it's just going to be interesting to see how they run it. I mean, I don't know if they're taking it over for a reason. Unfortunately, my roommate gets boned because she has the
boned.
Yeah, she
boner.
She had a certificate for the free feeds this year through SuperPass.
Oh. Or what about poor John Crocker?
She wanted
Crocker.
A choice for Tots.
Oh,
so,
God.
Well,
yeah.
You know
I remember
what?
That.
I'm curious. I'm curious to see how it's – I feel like they're going to guide America. That's why I kind of like the live feeds. I kind of like that aspect because people got to see the real person, the real actions, and I hope that they don't manipulate it. So that, quite like they do CBS.
Well, they're obviously
going
to cut where they see fit to cut. I mean,
personally, I wouldn't mind if they cut, like, who won what or whatever, you know, that's fine. But I would like to keep the authenticity of a conversation or a fight of how it really started or how it, you know what I mean, what the verbiage was so that we're not one-sided.
Right. I mean, it's a tough call, you know. I mean, obviously, we're going to see as the season gets going. I mean, not everybody's going to be happy. I mean, there's going to be tweaks to be had. We know this. There were tweaks last year when the SuperPass started up. It wasn't playing. It was, like, all pixelating, and people were complaining. I mean, you can't please everybody all the time, but you're just going to have to be patient and deal with it. I just hope it's worth our money.
Well, it's cheaper this year.
Well, when I called SuperPass yesterday to cancel my SuperPass, they were like, can I ask you why you're canceling? I said, sure you can. I'm canceling because you're not carrying Big Brother. Goodbye.
Well, I'm sure they have
exactly
an organization. Yeah, I'm sure there's like a checkbox of, you know, can't afford it, don't have cable anymore, or because Big Brother's not on. Check. Hello.
Right. Check the box. You're still
check
advertising Big Brother when you answer the phone, but, yeah, not so much.
I wonder
yeah.
what Chelsea, what's going to happen with Chelsea. Maybe, Michelle,
well,
you
I
can
know,
find out.
Well, I personally think that nothing's going to happen with Chelsea because she actually does a lot with a lot of different shows that they do.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't just a Big Brother personality like Missy was, and Missy has moved on. And
well, I know
I'm
Missy's
excited.
Joining with Joe,
yeah,
and that's going to be amazing because Joe is amazing in itself. I met him at the party last year in New York, and he's an amazing guy. And I see this as a good thing that Missy and him are joining forces.
Yeah, that's
and
why
spicy.
I don't think really.
And Spicy's going to be joining them as well. So,
Yeah, that's why I don't think anything's happening with Chelsea. I think she's going to remain with Superpass, and she's going to continue doing the thing that she's been doing, like all the other shows.
Yeah, I was a little, you know, a little worried about her, you know, because
I have actually haven't heard anything, so I'll be honest with you, I'm just going by.
Everything's pretty hush-hush. We're not even hearing real true rumors like we've, you know, we're only 2 weeks out, and last year we were hearing rumors, you know, and most of them fanned out to be true, but
yeah.
We're not even, you know, media day was today. They're supposed to be showing stuff tomorrow on the live feeds. The live feeds are supposed to start up tomorrow. Now, I don't know what they're going to be doing, but...
How do you have live feeds with nobody in the house?
See,
unless
that's
what
I'm wondering if they're going to show media day.
Like
media day was today. Like
a jury house without them even knowing, like, that they're in a house.
Well, see, I don't know. Like, media day was today, so maybe they'll show media on the live feeds tomorrow. I don't know. We don't even know what time they're going to spark up. They just said the 11th. So,
Panther, I think there is valid speculation of, you know, maybe seeing some footage of the media day. But I do remember a number of years ago when the Superpass feeds fired up and they just were carrying the NASA channel just so people could get used to navigating. So who knows what CBS they
could
stream.
Well, and you know what? That would be a really great thing if they're given us 2 weeks of learning how to use it, and that would be amazing, because like I said last year, Real Player got, you know, because it didn't go into the Real Player, it actually went in on its own web page, and they were just having some problems. And people were complaining, and I just kept saying, you know what, you got to deal with it. This is the first year that they're doing it this way. Give them a break. Give them a chance. Give them a time. And if they want to give us 2 weeks to figure out how to navigate it, that's great.
Well, you sure, because they got the free downloads for Apple tablets and stuff this year.
Well, I know I can get it on my smartphone, so when I'm at darts on Wednesday nights, because Live Eviction has moved to Wednesday nights now.
For now.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to Thursday nights in July.
Yeah, once they get over that cooking show.
I'm curious. I'm really curious what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, that's what
like,
I'm watching. I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm watching Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're watching Hell's Kitchen. Yay.
I'm watching Hell's Kitchen, too. I'm actually watching that, too. And I can't believe
what's her name offered to go over to the blue team.
I think she's going to do really well. Is her name Janelle?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, Janelle.
I think
and
she's going to
get
next
week, I guess, it looks like Chef Ramsay gets burned pretty bad.
I know.
Oh,
I'm curious
know.
To see. I'm curious to see that. But
he's something else.
He's off the hook.
Have you seen his show on BBC America?
No.
Where he has a, like, you know, Hell's Kitchen, but he's locked in for 6 months in a penitentiary.
Wow.
Working in the kitchen with murderers and thugs and all that kind of stuff.
I know he's doing Master Chef too. That just started up.
Yeah.
You watch MasterChef?
Yes,
yep.
I am.
All right. Those are two shows that Ron would have watched, and he got me, like, well, I can't say he got me, but he and I used to talk about all the cooking shows. And
I love the girl that won last year.
To talk
I mean,
about
she was amazing.
Shows. The blind girl was absolutely
the blind girl
amazing.
Oh,
how do you do
God.
That?
I don't
know,
how she did it, but she was intense.
She was so awesome.
And I'm not seeing anybody I really, really like yet, but I mean, it just started, but I'm seeing one I really, really want to go home.
Who's
which
that?
One? I can't think of her name, but she's mouthy.
Oh, wow.
The big, kind of a big girl?
Yes.
Oh, I
know
you
know.
And got a big mouth.
Yes, but not the black girl. The other one. Not the black girl.
Yep.
I like her.
I do too, but I know which one you're talking about. I'm not sure of her name,
but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Me
too.
I haven't learned their names yet because it's only been 2 weeks into it, but.
How do you like Top Hooker? Have you watched that? I like that show a lot.
I'm not into hookers.
No, you know what I mean. It's a fishing show.
Wait a minute, Top Hooker.
Yeah, it's a fishing show on the Animal Planet on Sunday nights.
Oh, sure it is.
Right?
I'll go along with you, but it is a good fishing show. And we spent a lot of time on Thursday talking about the two new shows that appeared on TNT was The Rock's new show, Hero, and then 72
Hours.
72 Hours,
yeah.
Yes, we've talked
and
a lot about
liked both
that,
of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were very, very good.
Well,
a lot of money.
I actually liked the Hero better than 72 Hours, and I thought it was going to be the other way around. I thought I would like 72 Hours better than the Hero when I first read the description. And after watching them, it flipped. I like the Hero better than 72 Hours. And I think that's because with the Hero, you know, the contestants remain the same, where each week the contestants are different on 72 Hours. And the Hero really was much better than I anticipated it to be. I mean,
there's so many different kind of levels to this.
The players
show
are intense. The competitions are intense, and they put some strategic moves in there that I really wasn't expecting. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be, in a lot of different ways.
So, Joe, can you tell everybody what station the 72 Hours and The Rock Show is on? So that
they're on TNT. And I think Thursday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central for Heroes, and that's hosted by The Rock. And
it's 7
and they're still filming it. Oh, is it 7 to 8? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 7 and 8, and then our show comes on at 9.
Yeah, because it's right after 72 Hours the Cowboy comes on.
Right.
All right, so you guys are going to watch that on TNT on Thursday night.
Yeah, especially The Hero, because if you have any kind of like Comcast or anything, you can get on-demand, watch last week's show to bring you up, because it'll freak you out, you know. And like Cherry's saying, it's unbelievable. There's going to be some major fights, and these are all grown-ups, you know. I mean, real grown-ups, so.
Oh, what are you going to do when Big Brother moves to Thursday night, Joe?
I have a DVR, but I might have to go out and buy a hopper.
A hopper?
A hopper.
I have the hopper.
You better have a hopper.
Listen,
if I
have any money,
record 6 channels at one time.
You better get the hopper.
If I had the money, I'd be at Adam's party, and I'd be out there in Manchester for the Amazing Race, because
I can't wait. I am so stoked about the that coming, because I didn't. Well, they changed the date on the one out there near them, but
yeah, I talked
see
to them.
To Manny,
they might come
for
out.
You?
The what?
See what coming to Manic Mondays will do for you?
Yeah,
you get a trip out of it.
We might do one of those in Chicago.
What she said.
or Chirac, as we call it now.
Oh, boy.
Chicago's
oh, boy, Chi-Town Show. Oh, boy.
Chirac. But that's we were right. thinking, Chirac. I talked to Dave and Mary about doing it here. So that would be fun. Because
well,
obviously.
Well, you want to first take it to where near the Stanley Cup winner is going to be.
Well, of course, and that's where, well, you know, I mean.
I'm sorry, we already know who's going to win that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we know?
Hey, did you, how did, hey, Panther, you did get my horn, didn't you? I sent
your
you
what?
The horn. The horn.
I'm sure she deleted the horn. The horn has been deleted, Joe. And I'm going to tell Mama Kasha, delete the horn. She's going to be like, oh, it's so cute, Michelle. I said, no.
Did I send her a horn?
She's going to say, I feel bad, Nisha, and I want to delete. I say, delete it.
She's so nice, though, to me.
I know. She's going to put like this, and I'll be like, no.
I want some of those
well,
strawberries.
All I got to say, Joe, is Boston strong.
You know, you put it the minute we won. You put that thing on my timeline.
You damn Skippy, I did. I took it right off my sweatshirt. That's a picture of my sweatshirt.
Was that something else? That was a great game, but I won't get into it.
Boston Strong, baby. And who was at the Boston Strong concert? Mm-hmm.
You, because I saw the pictures.
Go Panther.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is anybody watching Real Housewives of OC or NJ?
Yeah. My roommate does, but not me.
I'm watching both. Holy
Real
crap,
Oh, I wanted to make a mention. We were talking about The Voice earlier. Right after The Voice tonight.
Oh, I haven't finished watching that. Is that over?
No.
No.
And I wanted to say two things. One thing about The Voice.
I don't want to listen because I have like 11 shows to watch.
Okay, well, concerning the Adam Levine thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of the singers was the backup singer to Michael Jackson before he died. And that's why he was mad. That's number one. And number two is tonight, right after The Voice, is a new, brand new show for singing where they have 100 music executives and they have money and, you know, it's kind of, it looks weird. I don't know. It's a reality show on singing. So that's on tonight.
I think I saw the previews for that. But
yeah, it's on tonight. So it's after, you know.
My lineup is getting busy again because I got America's Got Talent, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, say, all I got to say is B-O-T-T-Y. B-O-T-T-Y.
Right?
B-O-T-T-B-O-T-T-Y. Booty. Booty. Booty, 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 booty. And everybody, if you don't know, now you know. That is the new song.
That was became a big click, just like pants on the ground.
B-O-T-T-Y, Paul.
Double T, you're spelling body?
No,
B-O-T-T-Y.
B-O-T-T-Y.
Booty.
B-O-T-T-Y, spelled
no.
body.
No, B-O-O-T-Y.
B-O-O-T-Y.
There you
B-O-O-T-Y.
Go.
B-O-O-T-Y.
You don't get shit like that past me.
Don't even try it, Paul. Don't even. I know you're shaking a little B-O-O-T-Y, whatever you're shaking.
I'm being a little B-I-T-C-H-Y.
That grabbed on just as quick as pants on the ground from American Idol.
That was awesome, Paul. Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway, yes.
Yes, well, that
I'm
show's on the
night. I'm going to record that show. It's called And the Winner Is. And apparently, they have to sing like 6 songs. And if they continue past song 1, they win 10,000. If they get song 2 and they continue 25.
Is that on the same channel as The Voice?
Yes, right after tonight.
They have to decide.
DVR. I just cleaned it out yesterday.
They could win up to a million dollars.
A million dollars. Yes.
$1 million.
A dollar holla. That's a lot of moolah.
B-O-O-T-Y.
You know what? You're lucky I like you guys because it's not like this could be a serious B-I-T-C-H fest, as Paul would say. Right, Polly? Polly.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Anyway, that sounds like an interesting show. And so can they actually win that in one episode, or is it like throughout the...
It's from the producers of Deal or No Deal, so it's kind of got that aspect to it where they say, oh, I'm getting so close, I'm going to go for it, and they lose all their money, you know, that type of thing. So
yeah, okay.
I don't know. We'll find out. It has its first showing after The Voice tonight. So.
All right. Well, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm watching The Bachelorette. Are you guys watching The Bachelorette?
I am. For the first time.
It's actually pretty
good.
I want to know what you think about all of the info that just got spilled on the OC about Vicky.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It was like one of those things, like it kind of reminded me of watching the Maury Povich show. And if you ever
Not the father.
Listen, if you ever watched it, right, like a lot of times that people, not only do they do like the paternity test, but they also do lie detector tests. And a lot of times that people blame other people for cheating, they're actually the ones cheating. So with that whole thing with Vicky and how she cheated Gretchen, I was like, oh, my God, that's why she always talks shit and made it a fact to talk about her and the guy that she was dating or whatever she was doing because she was actually the one doing it. She was the horse, slut, cunt, cheater, all that fucking stuff. And she makes herself out to be like the oh, my God, you know. I'll be honest.
She wanted all eyes on somebody else and not on her.
Yeah, and when she started crying, you guys remember, like, it was like a few weeks ago she started crying when they all went on the vacation together and she was the only one without somebody there. I was like, you're such a fucking bitch after finding this all out. Like, you did this to yourself. Like, you want to be with Brooke because he's exactly like you, dating other people, seeing other people, and you did that to your husband. You cheated on him. You made him look like an asshole, and you're the scumbag. I don't like her. I think she just, I don't know. I've been losing my...
She embarrassed her daughter to no end.
Yeah.
Her daughter has so much more poise and character than she does. It's amazing.
Take
lessons from her own daughter.
I think the whole thing with the daughter living in the house and saying she can't have people over, I don't agree with that. Even though it is with him, it doesn't matter. I just think that she has no right to say, this is what I want. I don't want you to have this certain person over, whatever. I don't know. I don't agree with that, but I do agree with who it is, but I don't think that they have the right to do that to Vicky because she needs to pick and choose. Like, she needs to kind of, like, hide behind people's back, and I think that the risk of being kind of, like, hiding things makes it thrilling, and that's why she keeps doing it.
Well, I could tell you right now, Gene just wrote me, and he says, no more worries tonight. I'm watching The Bachelorette. I hope you got your email for the boat trip, Michelle.
I actually checked my email as of 6 o'clock, and I have not gotten it yet. Seth,
you better.
Main Dean O'Green.
Yeah, you better.
Email,
and Monica Bailey wrote me, and she had a great time. She worked at Tony Awards last night, and she got to finally meet Cicely Tyson, who won her first Tony Award.
Ooh, exciting.
How
I
incredible.
Love Monica Bailey.
Yeah, because I had sent her a picture, because I'm Facebook friends with Lenny Kravitz and for many years, and he was there, and I got a picture of them together hugging each other. A lot of people don't know, Cicely Tyson is his godmother. And I sent it to her, and she went nuts.
Interesting.
So.
Well, congrats, Monica. Got to go to the 20 Awards. That's pretty exciting in itself. And
no, I'm sure, and I'm sure she'll be at the big party too. She was there last year.
Yeah, she was there last year.
I'm super excited to go, and nothing's stopping me. I don't care what happens. Nothing is stopping me and Mama Costa. We're going to go on the road again.
Wow.
And we're going to take video of it because Mama Costa in herself is a video. Holy bejesus.
You should take a video of that trip.
I am.
Just load it down somewhere.
I should take a video of Mama Costa on Facebook. She's an animal.
She's nuts.
She is nutty.
Yeah. I mean that in a nice way. You've created a monster, Michelle.
I know. Tell me about it. I know. But I love her.
She always likes a lot of things of mine or writes all the time on my page.
Oh, this
so.
Is semi-final.
And if you're not friends yet with Mama Costa, Margarita Costa at Facebook, go be her friend and torture her life. And she puts the cutest pictures up. She put a picture up of when she was 17 years old. I don't know if you guys seen that. We shared it on the wall.
I wrote, wow.
Yeah, we looked so much alike. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But she was so excited for that picture. And the funny thing, like I said, is me and my mom can't be friends. So.
It's nice that you can be friends with your mom like you. Almost are like sisters in certain ways, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yep.
I just hope that she doesn't get your dad connected to Facebook.
Well, my dad was a part of putting the strawberries up.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
My dad's like, put the strawberries up. and then my mom will like, if something goes down with Facebook, my mom's like, Alfredo. And my dad's like, help. My dad's like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. But Papa Costa's, even though as much of a nightmare it is, Papa Costa's like, so it's on Facebook, you know? So there's another monster. I don't think, wants to start something that he can't finish because Facebook is just, I think, so
all
much.
Consuming.
Yeah. And I don't think he wants it to consume his life. He's retiring. So he can't have it. Yeah.
Good for
I
him.
I gave him a birthday card and a retirement card. He was like, what? And I was like, you don't realize it. You're 62. You're a retirement age. Yay. And it was like a picture of like a cartoon cat on the beach. And he was just like having a drink. And it said, how long does it take for you to realize that you're retired? And then inside it said, only 2 minutes. Yeah, so. And I believe the cat was streaking in the ocean at that point.
That's so cute.
Everybody watch out. Papa Costa might be streaking in the neighborhood near you.
Ouch.
Oh, wait. I think we need to put the disclaimer up after that one because that came out wrong. Oh, you heard it first here. That's a rumor for now.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's it. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Chi-Town Jew and Panther, for calling in. Today, I wanted to make it a day for you guys. You know, you guys call in a lot. We have a special guest, and it's great, and it's awesome, and it's always epic, but it wouldn't be epic without you guys.
Well, we both love you. We love you.
So that's why I was like, you know what? I want to make it a day for you guys to call in and talk about your shows. I'm interested. A lot of the shows that we talked about tonight, I never heard, but I know where to go look for them now because I'm all about different shows. So thank you guys for sharing.
Michelle.
Paul.
Yeah, I just want to play this and agree with what our opener said, what Ron said.
And tonight we have no guests. We have nothing to talk about. Oh, yeah, we have something to talk about. We always find something to talk about.
I mean, that's the truth. So, Mr. Chi-Town Joe, seeing that you came on first and grace us with the presence of your Chi-Town voice, do you have any parting words before we finish off on this beautiful Manic Monday night?
Yes. Go Hawks.
Hey, now.
You know what? I regret
and go Bruins.
Let's fly feed it and let's just cut that feed out.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
I love you both.
Take care, Joe.
Bye bye.
And Panther, bye-bye. I already know what you're going to say, but let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Go Bruins! Which means
Bruins.
And I know Cherry in her heart is saying Bruins.
and Paul is too. And then at the same time, there's like a triple triangle of we don't know if we want to see the Hawks. Right?
Brew Hawks.
Ooh, I like that, Paul. You're so silly, you're so crazy. So, Miss Panther, my
yes,
love,
ma'am.
My little button of Pernis, what would
yes,
you like
ma'am.
To say before you part our curry ways?
Well, the voice is on. I'm just super stoked for the new season. I can't wait.
Well, that was probably the best words we've heard all night. Can't wait. Yeah.
I'm thinking
we're
going
to have to wait.
And I'm also thinking that I might be super stoked to see you in 2 weeks.
Oh. Ha, 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 ha.
How's them there for words?
That's perfect.
See?
I would say that's epicness. Thank you so much, Miss Panther. And please, in your parting ways, could you send us a goodbye by purring your way out of Manic Mondays? And please come back and join us. We'd love to hear from you, maybe talk about your experience in New York or whatever the case may be.
If I do get out there, I will stream it for you guys.
I know you will.
We would love
that.
And
I'll be right. I will be right in that camera space talking to you guys all.
See?
Yes. So, Panther,
okay.
Please
so
give us a prayer.
So, I bid you a farewell for now.
Thank you, Panther.
That was kind of creepy. I'll be honest. I'm a little rattled. The hairs on my arm are standing up.
That was fading away.
Ever. That was almost hypnotic.
That was fading away.
It's either that or it's a hypnotic I'm drinking. Whatever.
Thanks for joining us, Panther.
Thank you. So,
all right,
just another great night.
All right, you
that
guys,
we've
take
had.
Care.
Ciao, ciao, babe.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mr. Paul, Mr. Cherry, once again, we've had another crazy, epic Manic Monday, and it'll be hopefully next week when we're going to be talking about what this goddamn flipping media day was all about, because holy cow. So what my plan is to have past alumni of Big Brother come on and talk about what happened, but we don't even know what happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It could be happening as we speak.
It could be.
Well, every season I'm always hoping that there will be some major changes to the construction of the house, and I haven't even thought about it, so maybe I'll be surprised and they will have done something. That really doesn't
matter. They're
going
to have to do something to adapt
matter.
To everybody, right, Paul?
Say again?
They're going to have to do something to adapt to all those different bodies in the house,
the
rumors are true.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but then when Joe introduced the possibility that a group of the house guests would show up later, I don't know. But I just love seeing changes in the construction. I so remember when they added the second floor, how cool that was. I am getting excited, and after the show, I'm going to have to buy my feeds because I didn't know they were going to start streaming stuff, and I can't miss out.
Well,
we're cutting it down,
guys.
We got to cut it short.
You take notes, Paul, and come back with us. And okay, Miss Cherry, my little love button of oatmeal raisin bran and cherry on top.
Love you, girl. Make sure you join us again on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the Rad Reality Show Roundtable Show. And I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Here's Ron. Take care, everybody. Thanks
Ciao,
for joining
everybody.
Us.
Manic Mondays.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
That's the wrap. Take care, everybody. Be kind to each other. God bless.